You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 6th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Apple is expected to release a new, larger iPad sometime this year. It could be more business-oriented. Thus far, most research on our use of tablets suggests they're primarily a source of entertainment, but that could be changing. Companies like Microsoft, Samsung, and Apple all want to convince governments and companies to use their tablet products to make workers fitter, happier, more productive. Reports this week suggest Apple's new iPad is running into manufacturing snags because of its larger screen size. Could its eventual arrival make a big impact? Nova Safo takes a look.
The hot fight right now is over getting businesses to buy tablets. It's a multi-billion dollar market, but tablet sales have been cooling off, says J.P. Bouchard of the market research firm IDC.
People are not replacing tablets every 2 years or even every 3 years. So that market is a bit saturated on the consumer space.
So if you can't get consumers, get businesses.
Tablets in businesses like healthcare or field work or point of sale.
That's Eric Smith of Strategy Analytics. Microsoft and Google are already going after those markets. The new entrant is Apple. It's rumored to be planning a bigger iPad for business use that will go into production later this year, just as Microsoft releases a new operating system that'll work on both mobile and desktop computers. Smith says it boils down to this.
Who can win over the CIOs in reliability, in security, in interoperability.
With Apple's rumored new iPad, says Smith, 2015 promises to be a big year for business tablets. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
If you're shopping online for car insurance in California, the Googling part of that process may have just gotten a little bit easier. The company announced that its Google Compare for Auto Insurance feature is now available for California drivers. There are similar versions of this kind of thing already in the UK. You have to imagine part of this is about Google's self-driving cars. Insurers and a car part manufacturer also warned investors in a report this week that self-driving cars could one day impact their bottom line. It's Friday, and you know what that means. Today's Silicon Valley adversary, senior BuzzFeed editor Katie Natopoulos. Katie, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm ready.
30 years old.
I would guess that that is the age at which your Facebook becomes more baby photos and less wedding photos.
This is an excellent guess, but I'm looking for Tinder. You've heard about this. Tinder launched its Tinder Plus subscription option with a caveat, which is users over the age of 30, the olds, we'll call them, have to pay more to use the service. How do you feel about that?
I imagine that for people who are a little bit older, they might welcome the fact that this weeds out people who aren't really serious about dating and finding relationships.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That's nice. All right, what do you got for me?
50%.
50% of people who are on the internet will know what on fleek means before they die.
What I'm looking for is 50% of the top 10 richest people under 40 work for Facebook.
Facebook is so huge and I never go on there.
The secret to that has made me fall in love with Facebook again is,
yes,
I joined a bunch of like weird groups. And so now all my updates aren't from my friends. They're from these like people who look for Bigfoot and stuff.
I like this as a hack.
The trick is you have to just rid yourself of your actual friends.
All right, I got something for you. 1,340,928 snowflakes.
Wow. I would imagine that that is what is actually coming down on us per second.
I don't know the people who would know if that's just how good of a guess that is. But as of Thursday afternoon, 1,340,928 snowflakes had been ordered and shipped at ShipSnowYo.com. Have you heard of this website?
I have not.
Some guy in Boston will send you 6 pounds of New England snow in the mail for $89. All right, what do you got for me?
15,000 users.
Snapchat users have sent Snap Cash in the last day?
15,000 users is the number of people who, since the beginning of this week, have tried out the new app Meerkat.
Oh, dude.
It's basically a live streaming app, a video live streaming app. It weirdly is like that's sort of one of the most basic things people have kind of been doing on the internet since like the 90s.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, this new app came along and people have weirdly sort of really gotten into it.
Something about that makes me feel old.
Oh, definitely. Sometimes that just happens where it's like an old idea and then people just rediscover it and get into it.
Katie Nantopoulos is senior editor at BuzzFeed. Katie, thank you very much for playing along.
Thank you.
If you haven't guessed this already, we called up Katie in part because she penned her own crazy popular quiz this week. It was called Can We Guess Your Age by How You Use the Internet? The quiz got my age exactly correct, and Nantopoulos got a huge response.
I did get one really good email from a woman last night who said, I'm 80 years old, and your quiz told me I'm 24.
An 80-year-old taking a BuzzFeed quiz? Maybe 24 isn't all that far off, in internet years at least. We've posted a link to Katie's quiz at facebook.com/marketplacetech. There's also a special listener version of Silicon Tally at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.